A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Someone in the crowd said to Jesus, "Teacher, tell my brother to share the inheritance with me." He replied, "Friend, who appointed me as your judge and arbitrator?" Then he said to the crowd, "Take care to guard against greed, for though one may be rich, one's life does not consist of possessions." Then he told a parable. There was a rich man whose land produced a bountiful harvest. He asked himself, "What shall I do? For I do not have space to store my harvest." And he said, "This is what I will do. I shall tear down my barns and build larger ones. There I will store all my grain and other goods, and say to myself, 'Now, as for you, you have so many good things stored up for many years. Rest, eat, drink, and be merry.' But God said to him, 'You fool, this very night your life will be demanded of you, and the things you have prepared, to whom will they belong? Thus will it be for all who store up treasures for themselves, but are not rich in what matters to God.'" The Gospel of the Lord. I hope this doesn't sound corny, but I love being a priest. It's going on 47 years, and it's just been a great life. But lately, there's a dark side to it, and that is that I'm burying too many of your children, and it's all because of drugs. And it's not just a problem in Erie. If you go to the little towns down in our diocese, it's rampant. It's an epidemic across this nation. And God forbid I should have to knock on one of your doors and tell you that one of your children is gone from you. But in addition to the darkness that that is, lately I am more and more encountering an even deeper darkness. And that is that the families to whom I go have no faith left, nothing. They don't have anything to believe in. They don't have anything that they hope in. It is almost like jumping into a deep, endless black hole. All they have is a dead child. And believe me, it's dark. Today's gospel is about building up treasure. And I would suggest we need to build up our treasure in our children. And one of the things we have to do is be relentless in giving them a gift of faith. They're going to express it in a very different way than we do, and that's perfectly fine. But we need to be patient and relentless in transmitting it to them. First of all, we have to live it. If they see us belittling one another, demeaning one another, putting one another down, if they see us as bigots or prejudiced, they're gone in a second. They don't put up with hypocrisy, and kids don't miss a trick. And secondly, we need to encourage them in a very non-threatening way to tell us what they think about this faith experience, what it is they don't like, what it is, in fact, they don't even believe as part of it. We need to be incredibly patient with them. You were patient with them when you taught them to feed themselves. You were patient with them when you taught them to tie their shoes, and you never gave up. And we need to do the same thing today. The maturing process is much slower today than it was when you and I were their age. Their bodies are maturing much earlier, and that of itself is a whole other problematic. But their psyche is not. The couples I'm marrying today are 30 and 35 years old, and it's a joy to work with them because they have their heads on straight. They have their feet on the ground. They know who they are. They're mature. But our young people are not mature at 21, many times even at 25, and we need to be relentlessly patient in giving them the faith. Let us store up our treasure in our children. Amen.